since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Okay, all right. So we're here at Square Enix in Los Angeles, and I have a special guest, Janet Garcia. Janet, what's up?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, first time. First time we were doing this together, right? Awesome, yeah. Awesome. So we got to check out Vision of Mana. Have you ever played any of the Mana series?
No, I haven't. First time. You?
Yes, actually the first one back in the early 90s, I played the Super Nintendo game that came out. I think it was like in the, was it 92, 91? I can't remember exactly. But I remember finishing that game with my brother because that game had a multiplayer feature where you could play up to like three players. You needed an adapter to play with three people, but if not, you could just play two players. But that was the first game that my brother and I actually beat together for the first time.
Nice.
Because I usually will play by myself, or he'll play games by himself. But us together, that was the first one that we completed. So it was a lot of fun. So I got excited when I heard about this game coming out. It's coming out for Xbox, PlayStation, I believe, PC or no? I'm not sure. But I know the consoles are going to get that. But is it your first time? Mm-hmm. How was your experience playing Visions of Mana for the first time?
Yeah, it definitely had like that coziness to it. I think just in the art style, the sort of, you know, magical aspect of the world, but also the construction of like the little towns and houses. It had that quaint look to it that I think was really cozy. I really like some of the like special abilities that you have with like the elemental stuff that you can do. Like some of those moves are like incredibly powerful and are really fun to chain together. But I did find it to be like a little slow, like a little stiff at times. So I kind of wish it had, I think, a little bit of like a snappier combat feel. But what about you? What were your first impressions getting hands on?
I think it was good too. I get what you're saying about being a little bit slow. I think is maybe because of the weapon that we had.
Yeah, that heavy.
I don't know if you changed. Once you changed character, I noticed some of the characters were a lot faster. Or it was because of the weapons that they were having. And for those that don't know, the controls is similar to like Final Fantasy Rebirth, where you have your characters, your party. You could switch through the D-pad. Also, I believe you could also, when you're fighting, you could use either the left or right D-pad to use your magic. Or if you press R1 and square, I believe it is. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember. But you could also, it's like a quicker, faster way to select some of the items or magic from like during battles and stuff like that. But after a while, it didn't really bother me. But I was switching a lot of characters. I just wanted to see like different things you could do and everything. So how about you? Was there anything that stood out to you besides that?
Yeah, I did like the switching characters aspect and kind of immediately as you start to engage with the systems, I felt like I was locking into a fave. Like there's Val, Karina, and I forget the name of the third character. Mm-hmm. But right away I was like, we're throwing Val away. Like, because Val does have a little bit of that slower movement and it's already kind of a slower paced combat feel to me. Like it's a little sluggish. So getting to have that third character who's very snappy, and even Karina, like, you know, and then again, changing the classes, which are essentially tied to, I think it's called the elemental, I forgot that second word for it, but it's like kind of your elemental ability, right? You can swap those between the characters. Mm-hmm. In the demo that we played, we only had like two available. You know, I imagine you unlock more as you continue. So yeah, swapping that out, like you mentioned, also having that change, not just the look of your character, but the sort of primary weapon did help kind of, you know, let you lean, I think, into your style. So there definitely was a nice flow. Like I remember that first time I did, it's kind of like your special that you kind of charge up. I'm like, oh, wow, this is like immensely powerful. Mm-hmm. And I think those moments were really fun. And I think the boss battle really helped show, like, because you got to spend more time in the combat, it kind of helped show, okay, what can the flow be? How are you kind of using these systems together? Well, I think moment to moment with smaller enemies in the field, it's a lot of happening visually. So it does kind of bleed into each other. Well, I think that boss battle, because it was more challenging, it kind of let the pros of the combat shine a little bit better. But what were some of the other things that you got from this?
I think that exactly. I was actually going to mention that to you because At first, because the presentation we got to see when this game was announced, I thought this was going to be like an open world game. This is more semi open, right?
Wide linear, if you want to use that old term we tried to get off the ground.
So, the boss battle was a lot of fun. Very, very challenging. It took me a while. But actually, I noticed I was the first person to beat the boss.
I'm not going to lie. I was looking over like, but then in my head, I'm like, did Danny open all the chests though on the way there?
But the thing is, so this is what happened. I was playing, something happened in the game. Like, it was like a bug. So we had to restart it again. And then we started playing again. And I finished it. I looked around like, wow, people are still in the same part of the game.
Yeah, I'm just running the field, you know?
It was actually fun. I really enjoyed the boss battle. And actually, it made me want to use more of my different abilities. Like, I tried different magic. I also was changing the attack was also, I believe, square and triangle. So the triangle was like the heavy.
The special, yeah. Like
what's that, the special?
It's a special. It's labeled a special attack, but it's really like your special, but
it's more like the heavy attack. That's what I thought.
It kind of is basically a heavy attack. It's labeled like on the little card. I think it's labeled special, but.
Okay, yeah, I was doing that a lot. And I was just discovering to see if there was anything hidden, like any treasure chest.
Yeah.
There was also, there was these items they unlocked, but I didn't know what it was. There was like a, it showed like a moon icon.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No, I imagine
to be careful not to press anything that will mess up the game.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it chains things together. One thing that I'm like looking forward to see and that's what the challenge of like previews, right? It's always like you're getting a little glimpse of the game, but it's not, So one thing I'm looking forward to in the full build is how varied and interesting are those side quests going to be? Because we got to that second area and could pick up some side quests. But I think in a lot of these games, it's a lot of, hey, we have monsters to kill. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of already doing it. So I'm hoping that they'll add some fun there. So I'm not sure if that kind of moon thing was maybe pointing towards some of those aspects.
So two things. I did one side quest, which there was an enemy. There was another one that I unlocked, but I think that was a different one. And I just ignored it after a while. But I was walking around. I don't know if this happened to you, but I discovered a boss level 52 by mistake. Killed me in a minute or two. One hit. My character was all gone. Did you discover that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. Yeah, even the Square Enix staff that were looking like, yeah, I don't know why they added that. they're very powerful.
Maybe they're trying to like,
but they were telling me, it might be like more of like, hey, just check out if you want to see like a challenge and all that. But I couldn't do it.
I feel like that setup sounds really similar to, did you play Pokemon Legends Arceus?
I don't play Pokemon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in that game, that's kind of one of the appeals where it's like, there'll be like these really high level Pokemon just in the field. So I wonder if they're kind of maybe trying to go for that feeling of almost like authentic world where it's like there could be a really powerful enemy there. Again, how effective is that in a game like this? Mixed results.
And it was early. Because our character was like level 12, I believe it is. So when I got to see this level 52, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to survive at all. But the boss battle, so I got to mention this real quick. There was two parts of the demo. One was more of like straight to the boss, and the other one was more of like, a little open world, check it out, the side quests and stuff like that. So we took 30 minutes each, right? So which of the part of the game from those two that you enjoy more? Playing it just straight to going from A to B and boss, or you prefer like the semi open world?
I think in this demo particularly, I think the first demo was a little stronger because it had a bit of both. Because I think their sort of world structure is that open world light, right? It's like kind of just an open area, and by that, I mean you can get little treasure chests, you can collect little coins and items, and I feel like that beeline to the boss had that peppered along the way, while this early on, while they're still working on it, still adding things to the world, that kind of wider area does sort of highlight like what maybe might not be there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure if that's going to be their biggest strength, like how much stuff they're going to put in there, but it's also early, so they're going to add things. So that's why I feel like that first part had more going on. I also liked one aspect that I think is fun is your like elemental abilities have an impact on like the exploration of the world. And it is very like obvious, it's like use the wind and then you click it and then you do it. But I do think that's kind of fun. And I think they're, while the feel, again, much like the combat, is a little bit stiff, I did like the platforming because you have that double jump. I'm like a huge platformer fan. So being able to sort of like you know, get to the top of a little peak and then have a little coin there. Like, that's, that kind of exploration is very appealing to me, and I liked being able to have that maneuverability, and I felt like there was a lot of that in that first area. That being said, though, there was also, you know, that ice bridge we went to where it's like you grab the ice, like platforms, and there's a little bridge, and then there's more. I fell on the second one, and they and they put me all the way back to that first one, which I was like, ooh, I don't know if that checkpointing might get a little zesty.
That was one of the first demo.
Yeah, in the first demo. Okay. So that was like, I don't know. I feel, I'm like, you could put me on the bridge, you know? I don't know. It remains to be seen if that would be like, I don't know, a larger annoyance, but it was fine because it was small enough. But I did notice, like, so you sent me all the way back.
It's a demo too. It's not like, you know, I was being careful, or like, I know there was an area that we couldn't go because it was just, there was like a blue line. But everything else, I was free to just check out, like, if there was any caves or any treasure. I found like these hedgehog. Have you seen those in the game? They were really fast. So I don't know if that's a homage to like Sonic. I don't know, but I don't know. But yeah, that was really cool. I really enjoyed the game. And actually, the art style reminds me a lot of the old Secret of Mana. Very, really colorful. I would love to learn more about the characters because I don't know much about it. So it's been so long. I played the first game. So do you see yourself playing this once it releases or what? Because I really like these type of games. You know, I think I'm gonna focus more on just like the main quest. I don't see myself doing side quests. Even with Rebirth, I was just like, I don't care about the side quests. I just want to focus on the main one.
So. Yeah, it's. We'll see. I don't know. I'm like in between with this because I think it was like a solid impression. I do think there's something, you know, cute, quaint, and cozy to the world they've constructed. There's something appealing in the, I think, straightforwardness of the design. But it's not necessarily like demanding my attention. And I wonder, I think it'll just depend on where I am with like whether games I'm balancing. Because one thing I'm trying to work on this year is not juggling so many games because I end up like just not quite finishing any of them. So I want to pick my spots a little bit more. I guess I'll have to look at the calendar and see. I'd like to make some time for this because I do think, especially too, again, we're just getting that preview session. What are the other ways they could build on it? I do think there's ways they can make this game sing. So maybe we'll see. I'm not like, I'm not ready to commit, but I am, I think, more intrigued. Like I'm leaving here ultimately positive. Like I went in not really having that background in, I always mix up, is it mana or mana? It's like,
I call it,
cut it both ways, mana, right?
Mana,
But yeah, like it felt solid. It was cool. That's kind of where I'm at. So I'm in between. What about you? Are you like set on playing this?
I'm definitely going to play this. Yeah, because I love the first one. I haven't played the series in a very long time.
I do have a question about that. Did this feel like you're back at home, you know, playing this? Or did it, because it's kind of meant to be.
Yes and no, because the first one was a 16-bit era.
Right.
Very different art style. Well, the colors remind me of that old game. But that was 2D, and this is more of like a 3D world. So think of it as like the old game reminding me of like Link to the Past, like that type of style, that type of look.
Okay.
This one is a totally different. This reminded me of like a mix of that and a little bit of Final Fantasy Rebirth, like of like changing the character, the attacks, all that stuff reminding me of that. Yeah, yeah. So, but I definitely see myself playing this. My brother is hyped to play this because he's a huge RPG fan too. So, yeah, I see myself playing it.
Do you think this has the pressure of like living up to what the series is known as like one of like the classic kind of bangers of that time?
I don't know yet. I think it's too early to tell.
Okay.
It has potential. I just need to learn more about the story, the characters. And I'm not used to voice acting because the original one that I played, there was no voice acting in there. It was all text. So that's something that I have to get used to. It's similar to, again, Final Fantasy. You play Final Fantasy VII. There was no voice in that, and this one does, but they did a pretty good job overall, I think, when it comes to that stuff. So yeah, we'll see. Hopefully once I play this game, I believe it's summer. Is it summer this year? I think it might come out like either June or around after Summer Game Fest, maybe. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
No confirmation, by the way. But yeah, I definitely see myself playing it. But I agree with you about you have to be really picky in what you're going to be playing, because the last thing I want to have is a backlog of games I haven't finished. I don't know if you, has it been tight for you? Because it's been a little bit difficult now for me, especially, you know, having a child. I gotta be like, okay, I could play at this time. I can't play at this time. I gotta be really careful on that.
You got like 30 minute blocks.
Well, at night I have a longer gameplay. Yeah, but during the day it's hard to play unless it's like something on the go. You know,
yeah.
like a Steam Deck or something like that. So
yeah, I mean, I think definitely this is also what I think myself and a lot of people are kind of coining the year of the RPG. In the chonky games, there's a lot of lengthy games. We had Infinite Wealth. We just had, you know, Rebirth, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Dragon's Dogma is coming down the pipeline.
Ooh, that's another one.
And then, again, this one, I don't know the runtime on this. I don't think it's going to be necessarily as massive as those games. But there are a lot of games, you know, Unicorn. Is it Overlord? Is that the name of that title? Just mm-hmm. came out. Mm-hmm. That's like another one. So there's a lot of time intensive, I think, heavy hitters or big names that have dropped. So it's tough to pick the spots. But yeah, I am still chipping away at Rebirth. I'm doing a really thorough playthrough too, which I've really been enjoying spending more time in these worlds and kind of like checking them out. Like even in just this, like running around, opening the chests, like collecting the little coins or the gems or whatever the collectibles are. Like I find that really appealing. And that also adds the time a little bit. So we'll see. I am hoping to finish Rebirth really soon and then going back to Infinite Wealth.
I'm towards the end of that game, right at the end. So I just haven't had the time to
finish carve it out.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I think this is going to be a great time, especially for RPG fans. People are going to, they're loving this, man. Because it reminded me of the era of Super Nintendo where it was like nonstop RPG, especially from Square. A lot of cool games. And it reminds me of that era. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to play, man. So Janet, anything you want to say? You want to promote your content? People want to follow you? Whatever, follow your channels.
Go absolutely. You can follow me across all social media platforms, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, Twitter, everything under the handle GameOnysus. That's Game Onysus. And then my website is pen2pixels.com. That's where I do my reviews, my lists, a couple features here and there. Mm-hmm. That also has an accompanying YouTube channel as well. So check that out. And that's where you can find me. Yeah. I guess on stuff too. I'm on Minmax. I'm on Remap.
She's everywhere. And hopefully we could do this again. You know, we haven't had a chance to have this type of conversation. So, but thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. 17.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.